in my book, In the Arms of Angels, I did use a couple of stories, and one of them was the last survivor of the World Trade Center. She was a young woman, Janelle Guzman was her name, and she was kind of a party girl, had that kind of a streak in her. And when this happened, she was up on the 91st floor of one of the buildings, and they at first were told to stay there, which she did, and then eventually the whole office said, wait a second, let's get out of here. So they were on the staircase when the building fell, and she probably went down about 40 floors, she estimates.
And she survived that.
I don't know how she even survived that. Pardon me?
I'm sorry, that's just amazing, 40 floors.
I know. I couldn't believe that anyone could have done that. But when she landed, she was encased, so to speak, in plaster and debris and everything, and really was helpless. Her legs were pinned down, and only one of her hands was a little bit free. Well, I think probably I would have just gone berserk there, but she was there for a good 25 hours. The sun went down, and it came back up again, and she honestly didn't know what had happened outside. How would you know if you had something like this happen to you? And she said towards the end of the 25th hour, I guess, she began to be aware that there was a presence near her. She just sensed an awareness that somebody was there, and she called out, and she felt a hand gripping her hand, her free hand. She said it was a man's hand, unmistakably. I said, what did it feel like? And she said, just like a man's hand, a larger than mine, stronger, kind of bony. And the hand belonged to a man who said his name was Paul. He explained that he was part of the Advanced Rescue Squad. I really love that. And that he had been sent to stay with her until the firemen could get to her. And she told him how frightened she was, and he began to tell her things about her life and that she was going to be okay. And she had had some hard times, and he was comforting her, but also telling her that there were certain things she had to do to make things better and that she was going to get out. I mean, they talked about different things, and she said she remained very calm because he had that hand of his on hers. And then a couple of hours later, she heard noises coming towards them, and she cried out, and it was a search party. Actually, they had given up searching by that time, and they were into recovery. So the firemen were as amazed to find her as anything could have been. And it took them a couple of hours to dig her out, but they did. And in the activity around her, she lost touch with Paul. So when she was carried out, the first thing she asked the firemen when she could see them was, what happened to Paul? And they said, Paul? And she said, yes, the one that was with me. And she explained to them, and they said, oh, honey, no, there was nobody with you. There wouldn't have been any opportunity because you were encased. There was no place for anyone else to be, to kneel next to you. Well, she didn't believe it. And in the hospital, again, the fireman came to see her, and she asked again about Paul, and there was no Paul. Never had been a Paul, never was a Paul, except that Paul was the one who got her through those last terrible hours in there. So I say, okay, we know of one, and there are probably many more. There were certain people whose time was not up yet, and those were the people that the angel saved, and the others went home. And to our point of view, that's a tragedy, but probably not to theirs.